As early as the beginning of February, the flu had killed about 10,000 people in the U.S. so far this season. According to the CDC, 105 children have died in the U.S. from the flu through last week. This is the highest number of child flu deaths at this point in the season since the CDC started keeping records in 2004, except for the 2009 flu pandemic, reported CNN. Did you know that the Centers for Disease Control reported that in the winter of 2017 and 18, an estimated 80,000 Americans died of flu and related complications, the highest fatality rate in almost 40 years? Yet the Drudge Report echoes other media outlets with headlines about coronavirus like World on Lockdown, Spread in USA Inevitable, CDC Outlines Plans. Reasonable concern and action of public health officials is warranted as always. However, hyperbolic reporting is not warranted, and people's willingness to have their anxiety spiked by such hyperbole demonstrates how many do not consider the proportionality of data put in front of them by news outlets. Hyperbolic reporting is one kind of unscrupulous behavior, but members of the media and Democrat pundits gleefully hoping for an expanded outbreak of coronavirus in order that it will hurt Trump's re-election effort by seriously harming our economy, as well as attempting to set up the U.S. president for blame for the spread of the virus, is possibly a nadir of collective political morality in this country. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.